can disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have no ability to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are pure makhluk created by the nur and light. And what is their quality? They only can do la ya'suna Allah ma amarahum wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. They cannot disobey whatsoever Allah's command, and they just do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to do. But we as a human being, insan, mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept some desires within us. We do get hungry, we do, you know, get thirsty, we do have desires. Angels don't have that desire. For them it's easy to occupy all the time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we have so many commitments. And with all these commitments, with all these attractions of the world, with all these desires which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept within ourselves, we are still taking out some time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciating. Look, He has surrounded with so many temptations and attractions and desires. And yet He is taking out time for my worship. He is still remembering me. He is still bow down in front of me. He is still making sujood to me. That is the act which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and appreciates the most. It comes in the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمَ عِيدِهِمْ يَعْنِي يَوْمَ فِطْرِهِمْ. When the day of Eid comes, meaning the Eid al-Fitr comes, بَاهَا بِهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts upon the malaika, because Allah reminds them, you people were objecting when I was creating this human being. Now look at, come and look at them. So all the malaika stand in the line when we come out from our houses towards the Eidgah, towards the masjid on this Yawmul Eid, and they are greeting us. They shake hands with us. They really wonder and amaze how this filthy creation, weak creation, can go to that extent and expel in ibadat. You know, they can go above our ibadah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed to the malaika, Ya malaikati, ma jazao ajiri, waffa amalahu. What is, I'm asking you people, oh my angels, what is the reward, what is compensation should be given to that servant or that employee who has already fulfilled his duty and job? Qalu rabbana jazao ay waffa ajruhu. Simple. Oh our lords, if he have done his work, whatever he was appointed to, whatever he was commanded to do, if he has done correctly, perfectly, then his reward is only that he should be paid. He should get his wages, he should get his salary. Qala malaikati, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conversing with the malaika and having dialogue with the angels. Abidi wa imai qadaw faridati alayhim. My old servants, male and the females, they have fulfilled their rights. They have fulfilled their taqaza. They have fulfilled that obligatory, what I have made compulsory upon them. Ya ayyul ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum siyam kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. It is an obligatory act, compulsory act, that we have fulfilled the whole 3 days, 30 days of holy month of Ramadan. Summa kharaju ya'udjuna ila dua. Then all these my servants are coming out from their houses, and they are crying, they are hoping that Allah is going to forgive their sins. Wa izzati wa jalali wa karami wa uluwi wa irtifai makani. Look at how many words Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using. He's taking an oath. He doesn't have to take an oath. He's Malik Yawmiddin. He's ala kulli shayin qadir. Why he has to take an oath? To emphasize, to dignify, to show our respect, our honor in his eyes. He's taking so many words of oath, and then he's saying, La auji banna, definitely, most certainly, I am going to respond on the dua. And that is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. When my servant asking about me, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that where I am, just tell them I am very close to them. I am just there. نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are closer than the jaguar when. The moment he uttered some word, he raised his hand for any kind of need of this dunya and akhirah, I am there to respond. Ud'uni astajib lakum. Ask me and I am going to respond. I am going to reply. I am going to fulfill your desires and your needs of this dunya as well as here akhirah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Irji'u qad ghafartu lakum. وَبَدَّلْتُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Look, go back from the Eidgah, from the masjid, after performing Salatul Eid, go back. in a state that I have forgiven all your sins. I mean, in the holy month of Ramadan, we did not wake up whole night. We hardly prayed 20 rakats, sometimes just 8 rakat, hit and run. And we did not fulfill the rites of the Siyam. We committed so many sins while we were fasting. We even missed the Salah. With all this broken and filthy ibadat, which is not perfect inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there was no ikhlas, there was no sincerity. Right? There are so many faults in our ibadah. But look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, بَدَّلْتُ سَيَّعَتِكُمْ حَسَنًا. He knows we have committed sin. And we know we committed sin. No one is innocent in this world. He is saying, I have changed all your bad deeds into the good deeds. You have done bad deed. I have changed that bad deed into your good deed. قَالَ فَيَرْجِعُونَ مَغْفُورًا لَهُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah said, all those people who came for Salatul Eid, they are returning back home as they are forgiven. Newborn baby. My brothers and sisters, this is very great day of celebration for us. Someone said so beautifully, live your life as you do during the month of Ramadan. So your death will be like Eid. Think and ponder. You live your entire life like you are doing in the holy month of Ramadan. What we are doing in the holy month of Ramadan? We are fasting. We are abstaining from committing sin deliberately, intentionally, knowingly. No, I am fasting, I cannot lie. No, I am fasting, I cannot quarrel. No, I am fasting, I cannot cheat. No, I am fasting, I cannot miss my salah. Whole month of Ramadan, we are very cautious. We are very vigilant. We are very awakened. Deliberately, intentionally, we are not doing anything wrong. We are trying to abstain ourselves from committing sin. And then it happens by mistake. But deliberately, we are not doing. We are taking every step. We are doing every work according to Sharia. Why? Because we are remembering we are in a state of fasting. We are in a state of fasting. So that, you know, cautiousness and that awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we are, you know, observing during the month of Ramadan, we should do in entire life. It should not happen that after Ramadan, we should grab the shaitan and devil. Oh, I was missing you. Now we come back to the same point. There is no point of Ramadan. So we should not do that, my brothers and sisters. And my brothers, Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh said, someone asked him, why are you so sad? This is the Eid al-Fitr. Why are you not enjoying? Why are you not smiling? He said few things which make us, you know, think about it. What he said, Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh said, the day I pass without committing sin, from the morning till night, I make sure that intentionally I never do anything wrong. If I pass my whole day without committing sin, that's the day of Eid for me. Then he said, the day I will depart from this dunya and on my lip will be kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, that is the day I will celebrate Eid. That will be the Yawmul Eid for me. The day I will enter into the grave and I will be able to answer the three questions of Munkar and Nakir correctly, perfectly, that will be the day of Eid for me. The day I will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a Yawm al-Qiyamah, and through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will be granted my book of deed in my right hand. That is the day of celebration. That will be my Eid day. The day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let me cross the bridge of Sirat nicely, perfectly, with the speed, and Allah through His mercy will grant me entry into the paradise. That will be the day of celebration. That will be the day of Eid for me. Until then, I cannot celebrate. I cannot waste my time. Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh has mentioned, someone asked him, how you can live so, what is the secret of the leading life of contentment? How you can live your life contentment in this dunya? He said four things. He said, Alimtu anna rizki la ya'kuduhu ghayri fa atmanna qalbi. I know my risk is already predetermined. Al-risku maksumun wal-hadithu mahrumun. No one is going to snatch or take away my risk. So I'm content on that. I don't do double job. I don't run after the dunya. I don't want extra work. Whatever in my taqdeer, I have full conviction. I will get it. No one will snatch it. So I don't waste my time in dunya so much. Second thing, عَلِمْتُ أَنَّ عَمَلِي لَا يَقُومُ بِهِ غَيْرِي فَاشْتَغَلْتُ بِهِ وَحْدِي. I know my actions, I am responsible for that. I have to pray my 5 times salah. I have to do my righteous things. No one else will do my salah. No one else can perform my salah. No one can fast on my behalf. I have to do by myself. Every action of hereafter, every action of ibadah, I have to do by myself. I knew about it and then I started, you know, working towards it, and I get busy and occupy myself in doing some good actions in amal. Third thing, وَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ مُتَّلِعٌ عَلَيَّ فَاسْتَحْيَيْتُ أَنْ يَرَانِي عَاسِيًا. What a beautiful thing, my brothers. This is the awareness. He said, I know my Allah is watching me all the time, and He's aware of my every action, every word, what I'm uttering. So I feel shy to commit sin in front of Him. He is watching me, and how I can commit sin? He is watching me, and how come I violate? See, this awareness is very, very important, my brothers and sisters. We have to implement and inculcate this awareness. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Allah Ta'ala says, oh, my servant, he is committing sin, hiding from the people, but he is not scared of me. I am still watching him. How come he commits sin? I am there. Surveillance camera is there in the store. We are not there to steal anything. We know the camera is watching. We have scaredness of the camera, but we don't have scaredness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is knowing everything 24/7. Ya'lamu khayinat al-ayun wa ma tukhfi sudur. My brother, this awareness should be, if we have this kind of awareness, we will not able to commit any sin. The fourth thing he said, وَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّ الْمَوْتَ يَنْتَذِرُنِي فَأَعَدْتُ الزَّادَ لِلِقَاءِ رَبِّي. I know my death is just there. It's waiting for me. It's just a matter of time. Any time it will come, Malikul Maut, and snatch my ruh. That's why I'm always preparing for my death. My brothers and sisters, there are so many things to say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ, that for the saiming people, there are two kind of happiness. One is the time of iftar. Ulama explained, what is the time of iftar? When we daily breaking our fast, that the time we putting something in our mouth, that is the time we enjoy the most. The second thing, end of the Ramadan, all 30 days we finish. Now this is the day of iftar. This is the greater iftar. After that, there is no more fasting. So this is the day of iftar, and that is the day of farha, and this is the day of enjoyment for us. Second event, when we'll be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on in the liqa'i rabbihi, when we'll meet our Lord, our sustainer, our Malik and Khalik, and that's the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon and forgive all of us and overlook our faults and will grant us the book of deed in our right hands. That's the time we are going to enjoy and celebrate our life. May Allah accept our all the ibadat, our fasting, our, you know, tilawat of the Holy Quran, whatever we have done. And we should, brothers and sisters, remember all those Muslim ummah suffering in Kashmir, India, China, in Palestine, in the Sham, in Yemen. All these brothers, Muslim and brothers and sisters who are suffering, we should at least make dua for them. May Allah remove all the calamities and problems and obstacles from their lives, and grant them freedom, and Allah Ta'ala destroy all this enemy's plan and protect our Muslim Ummah, and may Allah protect all of us from this coronavirus. May Allah open the Harman Sharif and all the masajid of this world, and we should especially make today this dua. May Allah remove all these things and have special mercy on whatever ibadat we have done during this month of Ramadan. May Allah accept through His mercy. My brothers and sisters, this is the time of appreciation. So Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah, although masjid was closed, but Alhamdulillah, we put the the wooden box for the convenience of the brothers and sisters, the community brothers. So Alhamdulillah, we have collected about $16,707 as the sadqa, zakat, and sadqatul fitr from outside the masjid. it was collected about $16,707. And this amount we have distributed, we have sent Yemen about $3,225. In India, we sent $5,222. In British Guyana, we sent $1,040. Nigeria, we sent $1,000. Fiji, we sent about $3,064. And local, we distributed through the needy and poor Muslim families, about $3,156. So we are thanking all the brothers and sisters who have put their money in that wooden box. Their sadqa, fitra, and khairat. May Allah accept their sadqa and khairat. And alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, without fundraising, without asking anyone for the donation, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has kept in their hearts. And alhamdulillah, this year, first time in the history of Fairfield, we have collected 11,200 donation for the masjid. 11,200, alhamdulillah, we have received a donation for our masjid. We know our Juma collection is stopped. Our school fees stops. So we were running short of, there was no source of income remained. But this was only mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on behalf of the masjid committee and trustee, I am appreciating and thanking all those brothers, Jazakumullah khairan, who have donated generously towards the cause of the masjid. And brothers and sisters, open up your hearts and wallet and keep on donating. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you donate fi sabillah, for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will get tremendous reward in hereafter. May Allah accept your generosity and your donation, and may Allah grant you ajr azim. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanak allahumma wa bihamdika la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Eid Mubarak to all the